Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started, and other people can drop in as they want to. I'm just checking, is there anyone? Well, Trey and Elle, you have not been here before. Ashley, Lou, and Anna, I think this must be the first time you've joined us also. So, a couple of logistics before we start. I am recording this. And am planning to make it available to people who missed it. So if you don't want to be seen, you can do what Sean just did and turn off your video camera. If anyone really objects to that, just let me know and we can just do audio for the recording instead. Okay. So there's that. If you click on the chat icon down at the bottom of your screen, if anyone hasn't found that yet, you can click on that and you'll see a window open.
I
And
don't
in
see
that,
it. Well, there's Paula. Hi,
so
Paula.
remember you have to touch the screen on the iPad to make the buttons come up.
On the iPad, Pez, they're on the top. Oh, on the
Yeah.
iPad, they're on the top.
Oh,
Okay. On the
okay.
top right under the three dots, the chat's under there.
Visual background?
No.
No.
It should be just a, let's see. It
See,
looks
I'm
like
ta so
a
tap,
speech
you said
bubble.
under the three dots, right?
Right. On the top one under the three dots should say chat.
Oh, the top one under the three dots, it says more. More. Oh, chat. Is that it?
Yeah, that's
Chat?
it.
Okay. And then what?
And so that opened a window, right? That
Oh,
had some
okay.
text in it.
It has
So,
the still point.
the
You know,
website?
yeah.
Yeah. So, you can see Anna's just left a message. That's a place where we can, you can leave messages, or ask questions or whatever. You can either do it to everyone or you can select to text someone individually.
Okay.
So if you need to tell me that, you know, I'm,
Okay, that's a new thing.
you
So
know.
I can just put that on whenever I want, right?
Yeah. And you'll
Okay.
notice on there, I put on my website for Still Point Meditation, which is me. And if you want to go to that website, you'll be able to donate, you'll be able to join the email list to get. Yes, I did get a haircut, Lou. Actually, I gave myself a haircut thinking no one would see it for the next 3 weeks. And forgetting about Zoom. Anyway, yes, so if you want to check out the website, please do. Please join the email list if you're not on it already. I don't send out a lot of emails, but every now and again, when we do something interesting, I'll send out an email. So, any technical or schedule questions? Marilyn, I can mute you for you if you'd like. There, I'm muted you now. Best to keep yourself on mute if you're not talking, both so that we don't hear your background noise and so it doesn't feed back if we get lots of conversations going. Okay, so let's get on with mindfulness and meditation. We are. As we've been talking about before we started, all beginning to feel the impact of this COVID-19 thing. Some of us are having to work from home and finding that difficult. Some of us might already be experiencing symptoms or know somebody who's sick. I'm glad to see, Deb, that you've got a runny nose because that's not a symptom of COVID-19. It's really important in this time that we do things to take care of ourselves. And so congratulations to all of you. You've chosen to do something tonight to take care of yourself. And hopefully what we do tonight will also be something that will spread out into your life and be a benefit to other people too, simply from the fact that you're going to be looking after yourself. So congratulations on that. There are lots of opportunities for guided meditation that you can find online, recordings. There's a bunch of live things that are going on now. A lot of apps, for example, are offering discounts. And by the way, I would recommend BrightMind. Right now they're offering a year subscription for free. That's a $100 subscription. I'm gonna put them up here because I really recommend this. HTTPS brightmind.com/self-care. So if you go there, you'll be able to get a year subscription of BrightMind. And that's an app that was created by one of my teacher students. So it's pretty much what you'll be learning from me. You can get all these guided meditations and stuff. But what I want to do tonight is leave you with something you can do without having to depend on someone guiding you. Now, a number of you, I know all my regulars from Flagstaff have heard me say a lot of this before, but I'm going to repeat some things. And it's always a good idea to hear things again. But what I want to do is make sure that you have some techniques, that at least one of them that you can do on your own during the week. And so it may be that it's challenging at this time to find space or quiet to sit down for 10 or 20 minutes and do a silent sit. You know, maybe some of you have kids or pets that won't leave you alone, and you just can't find a way to do a daily sit, which is, of course, would be great if you can, and those of you who do keep on doing that. But if you can't, there's still a way you can meditate throughout the day. One thing you can do is what we call micro hits. A micro hit is doing a meditation for a very short period of time. So instead of sitting for 10 or 20 or 30 minutes every day, you do 5 minutes here, 2 minutes there, even 30 seconds of an intentional meditation practice, but just a short period of time. And over time, it's cumulative. So if you do 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there and 7 minutes here and 3 minutes there, you've got 20 minutes done. And this is something you can take out with you. I won't say you take it out into the world, because we're not going out into the world, but you can take it off your cushion, take it into your family, or whatever situations you're in. A micro hit is, I'll define it specifically. It's a technique. It's when you do any technique, but you give it your full attention, but for less than 10 minutes. So as opposed to a formal meditation sit, when you would do it for 10 minutes or more, and you'd sit in stillness, or maybe you're doing walking meditation or something. If it's all of your attention for more than 10 minutes, you're doing formal meditation. If you're doing all of your attention for less than 10 minutes, we call it a micro hit. And it can be 9 minutes and 55 seconds, or it can be 30 seconds. can be anything in between. But the key is that you are doing it intentionally and you're doing it with most of your attention. Maybe not 100%, maybe 95% if you're doing it while you're washing the dishes or something, but pretty much your full attention. So does that make sense? What a micro hit is? Okay, good. So I'm going to teach you two simple techniques that you will be able to use in the micro hit format. You can actually do anything as micro hit, but these two I think are perhaps helpful in the situation that we're in. So I'm going to teach you feel rest and feel good. Now, I think we did feel rest last week, is that right? Yeah. So some of you are familiar with that. And feel rest is when you get in touch with what's restful in your body. Feel good is when we're going to cultivate and create positive emotions. And I'll get to how you do that in a minute. But just to give you an idea of when you might want to use this, why it's good as a micro hit. You know, say you're feeling sick and you can't sleep and you're worried and you're tossing and turning in bed. Well, you can do feel rest to help you chill a little bit and maybe get to sleep. Or maybe you're worried about someone you know who's sick, and you're just constantly worrying about it. You can do a hit of feel good to bring up more positive emotions to balance out the worry that you feel. Maybe, I don't know if anyone here has kids, but I know some people who are getting pretty worn down by their kids being home all day. So what do you do when you just feel like you're about to lose it? Or maybe it's just your partner, you know? Go to the bathroom for 3 minutes and do feel rest. Do a micro hit of feel rest. Whether or not you have to go to the bathroom, just, you know, get out of the situation for a few minutes. Do feel rest. Maybe you got to go for a test. You're going to the drive-up testing place and you're pretty nervous about it. So while you're in the car behind the person in front of you, just do a couple of minutes or a couple of seconds, however long you have of maybe feel rest to calm down, and then go get your nose swabbed, and then you can do some more feel rest afterwards. We call that bookending around difficult situations. So those are just some examples of when you might do a micro hit. And all of these situations, if you had the opportunity, you could go and sit in your little meditation hall for 20 minutes and do the same thing. But that might not be possible for you to do right at that moment. So you can do a micro hit. So does that make sense to everyone so far? No questions about that? Okay. So before we get on to those two techniques, I want to just go over again what I mean when I'm talking about mindfulness and meditation. Some of you have heard this. Some of you may not have. But as I say, it's always good to hear it again. So when I talk about mindfulness, and this is important because you're going to hear this term from all over the place, and different people mean different things when they use it. And it's not that, you know, one definition is right and one is wrong. It's just that it's important. You know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about mindfulness and about meditation. So when I'm talking about mindfulness, or mindful awareness, I'm talking about a particular way of paying attention to the experience that's happening to you right now. And that particular way of paying attention is simply using three skills that can be learned as you pay attention. And those three skills are concentration, sensory clarity, and equanimity. So concentration is pretty much what you would think it is. It's the ability to focus on something. It's the ability to focus on what you choose to focus on for as long as you want to focus on it. So concentration does not have to be just focusing on the candle for an hour. And if you can't do that, you can't concentrate. You can choose to concentrate on your homework or to concentrate on the trail that you're walking on. Whatever you choose to concentrate on for as long as you want to concentrate or to focus on it, that's concentration skill. And the ability to keep coming back when you lose your focus. Sensory clarity is essentially knowing what it is you're focusing on. What is it like? Detecting subtleties in it, being able to differentiate it from other experiences. Am I hearing or am I seeing? That sort of detail, understand that sort of detail of what you're paying attention to. So that's sensory clarity. And equanimity, my favorite, both because I love saying the word and because it's been really important to me in my life, this skill. Equanimity is the ability to allow internal experience to come and go without fighting with it, neither pushing away what's unpleasant nor grabbing on to, trying to hang on to what's pleasant. And I'm talking about internal experience, right? So if you see the ice cream falling off the counter, you don't just watch it and let it go and do nothing about it. You're allowed to reach out and grab it. The equanimity is not fighting with the internal experience of oh my God, I'm going to lose all my ice cream and I'm afraid and I'm freezing up because I'm too panicky. You let that all happen without fighting with it, and that frees you up to be able to catch the ice cream before it hits the ground or within 7 seconds of it hitting the ground. Does that make a little sense? Okay, so anytime you are using these techniques, let me rephrase that. Mindful awareness is paying attention to your experience using these techniques. And you have a sort of baseline of how mindful you are in everyday life. And as you train these skills, your baseline awareness gets higher and higher. Meditation is either anything you do in which you are systematically training those skills. So that's sort of like going to the gym. Anything you do with the intention of exercising those three muscles, concentration, clarity, or equanimity, that's meditation. Or any time you intentionally apply those three skills to a situation. So when you're freaking out because your partner is just in the house all day long every day, and you need to focus on rest with concentration, clarity, and equanimity in order to chill out, that's meditation. So that makes sense? Okay. So I'm going to give you a brief run through of the techniques we're going to do. I'm not going to go into as much detail as I might because I want to actually do it and not just talk about it. And I will talk you through the meditation, and I'll give you instructions as we're actually doing it. But I do want to give you a sort of preview of what's coming. So feel rest is the first thing we're going to do. And we're going to do that. We're going to be looking for or creating restful sensations in our body. Okay, so feel refers to what we feel in our physical body. There's also, you can see rest, you can hear rest, but we're going to be focusing on the body, so don't worry about seeing and hearing right now. And rest is a technical term. It is related to restfulness, as we usually use the word. But what it means when I'm using it in this context is physical sensation, which is less active than an active physical sensation. So, for example, if you clench your fists, you can feel that. That's an active sensation. If you then relax your fists, that's less active, right? That's relaxing. That's restful. So physical relaxation is restful. If you have an itch on your face, that's active, right? It's a positive sensation that you know is there. If you pay attention to your earlobe and notice that there's not really anything going on there at all, then that's restful. Does that make sense? We can also have emotional rest. We might really be wanting that right at this time, but we sense emotions in our body. We might notice at some point that there's just not anything really emotional going on. And that can be a real relief. And that counts as rest too, because it's as feel rest, because it's in our body. So we're going to be noticing restful sensations in our body. So physical relaxation, not much really going on, lack of emotional sensations. And we're going to be focusing on that and paying attention to it and enjoying it one at a time for a few seconds each. And again, I will talk you through that. But we're going to be, say you notice somewhere that you're relaxed. You're going to throw all of your attention on that relaxed sensation for a few seconds, and really get into it and enjoy it and feel what it's like. And that throwing yourself, your attention on that sensation, that's your concentration. You're practicing your concentration. Noticing how it feels and soaking into that relaxation, that's your sensory clarity. And being able to do that while there's other things, thoughts and sounds and other sensations going on, that's your equanimity. So that, by definition, we are doing a meditation, and we're going to be focusing on something pleasant. And hopefully that pleasantness will spread. The more we notice it, the more we notice more of it. And so this can be a very relaxing, pleasant technique. And I think that can be helpful for us. Hang on a second. That can be helpful for us in these times. Just a warning, it isn't, we always want it to be pleasant. Sometimes it just isn't, because what's going on right now, maybe you notice the places that aren't so relaxed, or maybe you're just really distracted and can't get into it. That's okay. That's pretty common. And that's where you're strengthening your equanimity by sticking with it and just doing the best you can. Hang on, my clock's disappeared. Okay, perfect. So I've already talked about this a lot more than I was intending to, but I think you've got an idea of where we're going with this, and as I say, I'll talk you through it. After 15 minutes, I'm going to switch over to feel good, but keep on meditating. I'm not going to stop and talk to you about it. I'm just going to change course and change the instruction so that you can try that technique for a while. And then we'll do that for about another 15 minutes. And then when we're done, we're going to have a period of questions and reports and stuff. on. So any questions about that, or about anything, actually, for that matter, that I can answer? I mean, you can ask about ducks, but I'm not going to be able to answer. Okay, good. So a word about posture. I think all of your meditators are ready, but I'll just remind you, it's good to be upright. If you're sitting, to sit upright, stretch up your spine and relax it. You don't want to be straining to be upright, but you do want to be alert as well as relaxed. If anyone out there is calling in from their sick bed, or for whatever reason can't be sitting, you can do this lying down also. Just be careful that you don't go to sleep. And you can have your eyes open or closed. If you want to have them closed, I suggest after a while try opening them, because if you're going to be doing this while you're waiting in line to get your nose swabbed, you want to also be paying attention to the traffic around you. And if you want to keep them open, just look down, sort of downward with a soft gaze. So it looks like we're all ready to start.